We're taking a look at how various areas of the state are preparing for hurricane season and at some new changes in storm response efforts. Let's start in Lakeland, where the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Hurricane Hunter planes have a new home. The agency's Aircraft Operations Center is moving to Lakeland Linder Airport after more than two decades at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. The grand opening is Friday. Florida Matters' Stephanie Colombini recently walked around the new facility as construction crews scramble to get it ready for the start of hurricane season.
The blaring sounds of power tools echo across the 100,000-square-foot facility, and there's that distinct smell of wet paint in the air. Dozens of construction workers are frantically trying to finish what's essentially a brand-new building, one they've only had about 6 months to complete. Walls are still missing in some areas, and floors are still sticky with glue, as we learn the hard way.
If it seems a little chaotic, it's because it's a little chaotic.
That's Captain Michael Sila, NOAA's commanding officer of aircraft operations. He's been in charge of the move ever since MacDill Air Force Base announced last year it no longer had space. The move to Lakeland Linder is estimated to cost $17.5 million, and Sila says the project's moving at an unusually fast speed for government. But despite the frenzy, he says the center hasn't lost sight of its top priority, making sure its 110 staff members, all of whom are moving over to Lakeland, are ready for hurricane season, which starts every year on June 1st.
We prepare every year to be ready for the entire season. This year's no different. That's what makes this place special, and so the mission impact will be zero.
So even if offices and conference rooms aren't quite 100%, the Hurricane Hunter planes will have a roof over their heads, a big one at that.
Let's see, we can go out on that hangar deck.
Cool.
The massive 58,000-square-foot hangar, slightly larger than MacDill's, can easily fit all nine of the Aircraft Operations Center's aircraft at once, including three used by the Hurricane Hunters. While many Floridians may know about the Hurricane Hunters, what exactly do they do? Sila says there are three primary missions. Hurricane research aims to improve forecasts for future storms. Surveillance involves flying around a storm to get a feel for where it's heading. And the job they're most famous for, reconnaissance, where air crews and scientists fly right into the eye of a hurricane to collect weather data. Sila's a 15-year veteran hurricane hunter and says it's an experience like no other.
You know, it's a little bit different every time, which makes it fun. It's bumpy and violent at times, and that can be some of the more challenging times, you know, but more importantly, you know, you're contributing in some way to an effort that really matters, you know, that impacts people's lives.
The Hurricane Hunter fleet consists of two P-3 Orion turboprop planes and a Gulfstream 4 jet. Sound too technical? Might be easier to remember their nicknames, after the Muppets characters Kermit, Miss Piggy, and Gonzo.
It kind of started with a bit of name-calling between the crews that are attached to one airplane or the other, and kind of grew from there. But the important thing about that is really it helps us reach people.
And reaching people's exactly what the center's hoping to do at its new home in Lakeland.
We hope we're going to have a pretty good partnership with some of the local colleges and universities, because I know they're doing things in robotics, for example, that we could learn from. And so our intention is to bring some of their expertise over and hopefully start growing kind of the next generation of employees, which I think will be from Lakeland.
Some other signs NOAA's looking toward the future include a drone shop at the new site, a space it didn't have at MacDill, and some advanced technology. The center recently upgraded one of its Doppler radar systems to a dual Doppler.
It's been explained to me there used to be one spinny thing, and now there's two, and they spin twice as fast.
But seriously,
Doppler radars are absolutely critical for weather forecasting and weather research. The resolutions that can be gathered with that radar are significant, and we just finished deploying that for the first time to do tornado research, and we'll apply that same sensor for this year's hurricane season, hopefully with similar results.
Sila says some perks of operating at MacDill will be missed, like top-notch Air Force security. But he says he's ready for the center to move on to a place all 110 employees can call their home.
No one works the way we work. We know ourselves best. We know what we do and how we do it, and this space will reflect that because we designed it.
Sila expects the full transition to wrap up later this summer. For Florida Matters, I'm Stephanie Colombini.